Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrotite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Dennis Bennett. And now, play ball. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hicks strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. Gonzalez tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dalrymple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. Gonder moves to third. 2 outs. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrotite takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Barait settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bennett bunts towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Seavers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seavers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Seavers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Phillies. Don Demeter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonder strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hoke moves to third. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball towards left. Cannell catches it and throws to Hickman, who throws to Hunt to double up Amaro. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Hoke scores. It's 5-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brattain is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brattain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brattain hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Seavers, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seavers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seavers hits a line drive towards first. Thomas catches it and steps on first to double up Gonzalez. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 5-1, Phillies. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Dalrymple moves to second. 1 out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brohite is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohite hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Schreiber pinch hits for Larry Bernerth. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schreiber strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brohite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Callison reaches third base with a triple. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 6-1, Phillies. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Demeter moves to third. It's 7-1, Phillies. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Frank Torre now playing first base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 7-2, Phillies. Duke Snider pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive towards third. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Mets 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing left field. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Amaro hits a pop-up towards short. Burrait settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith pinch hits for Larry Burrait. Dick Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Jay Hook. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0-for-4 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.